Hey, everybody. Keith from Fast Break Breakfast here. I wanted to let you know that what follows is a repost of an episode we put up in October of this year containing highlights, or as some would say, lowlights of our first year of podcasting about the NBA. Because of that, the jokes are literally dated. We are reposting this now because we've just joined the Hardwood Paroxysm Network, and we want to bring our new listeners up to speed with just a few of the recurring jokes that we find ourselves continually citing. It also covers such simple and boring tasks as introductions. So if you've been with us for a while and you've already heard this show, feel free to go back to working on completing part 6 of Hardcore History's Wrath of the Khans, or whatever it is you do when you aren't with us. As a bit of housekeeping or announcement, though, before you leave us, all three of us in Fast Break Breakfast will be doing an event online at Rabble TV announcing the Raptors-Knicks game on Thursday night, and that will actually be a live event you can physically attend if you are near Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be at the Basement East Pub, again, at 7 o'clock for Raptors-Knicks game. For the rest of you guys, we hope you will listen online on the Rabble app or at rabble.tv. Okay, as for this following, again, previously on episode, we hope it gives you enough background to fully enjoy our podcast going forward. To that end, I would also recommend being current on HBO shows, watching every movie released from 1985 until 2001, and watching a lot of NBA. You are feeling especially intrepid? Go back in our archives and find the Chuck Breakfast retrospective. However, that might be too much to gorge on for your first taste of Fast Break Breakfast, NBA podcast.
Previously on Fast Break Breakfast.
All right, welcome to Fast Break Breakfast. We're gonna talk some NBA hoops. My name's Keith Parrish. I was an NBA fan with no home for most of my life until the Grizzlies came while I was in college. And I was like, that's close enough to Nashville, Tennessee, where I reside. I will be a diehard Grizzlies fan.
It got you away from the Hawks.
I never a Hawks fan.
Hi, my name is Chuck Anderson. I'm a Miami Heat fan, but, however, and this is all the things I had to tell people before LeBron left. Heat fan. Harold Miner. Okay, yeah, like back then.
From the old
I was
days.
A little too young for DJ Roni Cycli.
My name is John Burr. I'm a degenerate gambler, and I'm a Grizzlies fan. When you hear any heavy, like Patton Oswalt breathing into the mic, that would be me.
Yes.
That's when you know you weigh over 200 pounds, when you hear your breath on the
podcast. Shouldn't we let everyone know what we look like?
And describe your basketball playing style.
Okay, so I'm about 6 foot and about 245 pounds, and I am probably best described as Charles Barkley without the leaping ability.
I'm 6 feet tall if I'm lying, 5'11" if I'm telling the truth.
That's the truth.
222 pounds of steel and sex appeal freshly weighed this morning. I would describe my game as I used to be able to play basketball, and now I can't.
I'm 6'4". A lean bean, kind of 180, 175 in there. My playing style is...
I'm taking over.
The most
irritating person to play basketball against.
I get described fondly by teammates as kind of a Tony Allen, out of control, knocking the ball away from everybody, but then also a little weird release, Tayshaun Prince. So
the Tasmanian.
A prime. I will get you rebounds, steals, fouls.
If you put glasses on the man, you have Kurt Rambis.
I get that, too. I also look a lot like a Spanish star Sergio Rodriguez.
That's 100%.
I would give him that. Mm-hmm. That's a dead-on comparison.
As far as what I look like.
Far less better looking.
Depending on how...
Because he's Spanish.
He's dreamy. True.
Gorgeous.
Depending on how hungover I am, I look like a different golden girl every day of the week.
That's pretty good.
And I kind of look like Stone Cold Steve Austin's son.
Chuck's turkey bacon conspiracy of the week.
Okay. So here's where I'm at. I think that I'm going to talk about the Indiana Pacers and a theory that I have about that team. After the Malice in the Palace, the ownership of the Indiana Pacers says, you know what? this team's got to get White fast. So I think they drafted like Austin Crozier. I'm not even sure.
I feel like Austin Crozier was already
on the
team. But I'm not going to worry about the facts.
No, these facts, because it's conspiracy theory. So they drafted Tyler Hansbrough, definitely. They just drafted Psycho White, team. And they couldn't win that way. So they had to only draft players whose names sound white. So they went Roy Hibbert.
Next level. I like this.
Lance Stevenson, you know.
You have Paul.
Yeah. And
Paul,
even
Paul, a Roy, and a Lance.
They had two. Yeah, they had two Davids.
You could.
Hill.
You could fake out some Indiana grandmas when you send them that program in the mail and there's no pictures. Right. And you're like, we got
I
Lance.
I like this George Hill. Lance, oh, my God, he's Roy. Black.
Yeah.
George. And George Hill does sound like, that sounds like he could actually produce turkey Hill. Sausage.
Right.
Or turkey bacon, I'm sorry.
And
George Hill's turkey bacon.
Even now you have Donald Sloan, who sounds like a hedge fund manager. You know what I mean? That's Solomon Hill.
He sounds so wise. That sounds like a
wise man. You know,
I see the big bushy white sideburns.
All I'm saying is, it's almost as if the owner of the Pacers is a blind racist who only listens to the game on the radio.
He's the Chappelle Show blind. Right. Yeah, I got you.
And won't accept any. Black sounding name. So what I'm saying, LaVoy Allen, you're on the trade block.
LaVoy is time's running out.
Be careful.
I think that might be a standard bearer for Chuck's turkey bacon conspiracy theories.
I have nothing to refute.
Nothing. I think
there's no Scully in this room.
Nope.
I think I think John and I are both slightly nervous to say much of anything.
Yes.
About this. So there it is. There you have it. Chuck's turkey bacon conspiracy theory. I got some news. I found, you guys know, we talk about how Nick Calathes was discovered because they opened up Costa Kufus and nesting inside was
the babushka
style
babushka.
Was Nick Calathes. There is another babushka pair in the NBA.
Yes.
They're on the Utah Jazz.
What have we here?
If you break open Rudy Gobert,
you get Dante.
There's the Dante Exum inside. Like, how exciting is this?
That Charlotte Hornets Atlanta game, that's like a Von Erich versus the Freebirds Deep South street fight. You're not going to make shots in games like that. You got to bring shivs made of soap. And
yeah, you got to have tacks on it.
Farm implements.
My best thing of the week is Quinn Snyder's murder face.
Good Lord.
He has, with his bare hands, murdered a person. And this is an undoubtable truth due to the fact that his face contorts like someone has stabbed him.
Game of Scones.
The name of the game is Who Said It?
Holy smokes.
So Who Said It, Ron Artest, or Jaden Smith?
Or is it Meta World?
Let's do Meta World. Well, actually, he's technically Panda's friend now.
Panda's friend.
That he's playing
so Panda's friend
in China.
Or Jaden Smith.
Here we go. Okay. John goes first. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
Ron Artest.
Wrong. That is Jaden Smith.
Son of a, are you kidding me?
Nope.
How can anyone be that stupid besides Ron Artest?
Well, who knows?
Is that... Oh, my Lord. I felt confident.
All right, lay one on me.
I'm an alien. I heard about those reports. There's always conspiracies. I'm an alien. I wasn't there.
That's Jaden Smith.
Meta World Peace.
Son of a...
All right. Is this for the win? Or are we
zero
gonna...
to zero. No, let's do a few more. Let's do five. Can we do five?
I don't know.
Yeah,
if we can do
okay.
Five.
Let's do five.
That is an odd
number. Okay, here we go.
All right.
I don't really care about being physical. Just be intelligent.
Impossible. There's so much different context it could be.
Somebody's going to have to tell me when I have to, because I'm going to ruminate as long as possible.
You got three. 2-1
Ron Artest.
It is. Oh, world peace.
Ron. Thank you, Ron.
Oh, Ron. That's it. All right. Let's do this. Will be if I can tie. If I tie, we'll do one more.
If a bookstore never runs out of a certain book,
Jaden Smith.
Does that mean, D-O-S-E, that mean that no one reads it or everyone reads it?
And Meta World Peace through Twitter.
Jaden Smith.
Oh. Yeah.
So John Burr is the winner of our Game of Scones.
I
am the champions. I am the champions. I'd like to thank Ron Artest, Meta World Peace, and Panda's Friend.
This might be Chuck's turkey bacon conspiracy theory of the week.
Of the millennium.
Update.
I don't want to, part of me doesn't want to talk about this because it may taint some of the accomplishments of the Miami Heat over the past 4 years. However,
come on, Chuck.
I'd like to just mention.
You're a journalist.
I'd like to just mention that LeBron James has not missed any games.
Seven games is the most he's ever missed.
Ever missed in one season. And he is now out for 2 weeks. So you ask yourself, how does a player have a precipitous drop in efficiency?
What was the old conspiracy theory?
The old conspiracy theory was that LeBron James was on Jaguar
hormones.
Yeah. Not even human growth
hormone. Not even human growth hormone. It was Jaguar hormone that he got from the Biogenesis guy.
What was his name? From Vincent Pussy Buonaconte?
Yeah, it was Nick Buonaconte. Yeah, LeBron pissed off the Biogenesis guy that sold A-Rod his drugs when he left Miami and went to Cleveland. Coupled with that, the Adam Silver comes in and cracks down on HGH like Lieutenant Daniels in The Wire. And next thing you know, LeBron
Jaguar
James
Jaguar Hamsterdam.
I was just thinking, if any team was Hamsterdam, what team would it be?
It would definitely be the Philadelphia 76ers. That is.
But they're gaining just, no benefits.
They're just row houses.
Okay, all right. With dead bodies burned
right,
up
it's
inside.
All right.
Hollis Thompson's behind the wall.
Yeah.
Just nailing the plywood over.
Yeah.
Brandon Jennings is Snoop, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wallace! Where's Wallace String?
Tony Roden's Omar Stanfield. Anyway, look, we're going to turn all this around. So LeBron basically played his hand a little too loose, took a bunch of growth hormones, became the greatest player statistically probably in basketball past few years, then left and now sucks. So I think this all just solidifies my conspiracy from earlier, episode number 3.
Yeah.
An update.
Chuck's Turkey Bacon Conspiracy of the Week update.
Of the week.
Final regular season International Stackhouse of Pancakes Award, which goes to the worst performance in a box score, Dwayne Wade. 4 for 20. 9 points. 3 boards, 3 assists, 5 turnovers. 4 for 20. 5 turnovers.
Give it up.
You are our final regular season International Stackhouse of Pancakes Award winner.
Strong finish.
Real quick, I want to run down all of our regular season International Stackhouse of Pancakes Award winners. Thanks, guys, for making my life happy. Here we go. Lance Thomas, Chandler Parsons, Kobe Bean Bryant, RIP, Ryan Anderson, Jeremy Lin, Monte Ellis, bonus, Bradley Beal, Gerald Green, Michael Carter-Williams, Trey Burke, Michael Carter-Williams again, Kobe Bean Bryant, yes again, DeMar DeRozan, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Kinsane Clown Posse, Lou Williams, Hollis Thompson, All-Star Break Edition, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope again, Carmelo Anthony, Kyle Lowry, William Henry Walker, Frontiersman, Trey Burke, current Grizzly, Nick Kalathis, should have been future Grizzly Chris Middleton that week, Dennis Schroeder, Josh Smith, Ryan Kelly,
and
Dwayne Wade.
Leofis Wade.
This is a scorned Heat fan texts a friend, Christmas Day LeBron tribute video edition.
Are you watching this?
You bet I am. What is wrong with Heat fans? Boo that man.
I don't even know my people anymore. I don't know. LeBron is the high school girlfriend that broke your heart when she chose to go out of state for college, then comes back. You see her at Christmas. While you cursed her name violently when she was mentioned, you finally see her and your heart melts. It makes your buddy Steve's house party so much better. Then you see her say, "Hey, hun, you look great." It's my only explanation.
I hate to tell you this, Chuck, but your high school girlfriend has hair plugs.
And there you have it. A scorned Heat fan texts a friend, LeBron tribute video Christmas Day edition. These are actual texts.
Yes. How cool was it that two pairs of brothers played for the same team at the same time?
Oh, Zoran scored a bucket!
Yeah,
Zoran.
Zoran and
shout
Goran
out to everybody.
And Markeith and Maurice.
And if this haven't seen, Goran and Zoran played Papa Shot.
Yeah.
Like at a, you know, like a
is it
pizza
crazy?
Alley. It's actually, they're actually very mediocre at it.
Are they?
Goran beats them just barely.
But also, if you haven't seen Goran and Zoran, you can identify them, but they have scars on opposite sides of their faces. Or maybe that's Tomax and Zamot from G.I. Joe the cartoon.
Easy, easy.
I think J.R. Smith played his way back to China.
I'm agreeing with that. This is not a fully fledged Chuck's Turkey Bacon conspiracy theory of the week. I have a mild conspiracy. I think J.R. Smith looked at that NBA schedule and was like, wait a minute. If we lose, I'm free this Friday?
Yeah. You ever been to the zoo? You ever go and look at the elephants and the gorillas and the lions? You ever look at the monkeys? The lions? You ever look at the monkeys? They're normally looking right back at you. That's what Minnesota was doing. Same as we, you know, hey, this is a game we should win. You don't think they were looking at us saying this is a game we should win? You ever been to the zoo?
So I think the Spurs are ushering in a new world order.
This one rules already.
Yeah, I think they have been formed by the Bilderberg Group to work with the government to prepare America's mind via its most amazing sport product for a more diverse, multicultural future, you know, with free and open borders and heartlessly efficient productivity. I just think that's what
are those things now. Bad?
I'm not saying, look, these are all conspiracy theories that I'm not going to assign good or evil to. Basically what it is like the Spurs roster is what the future looks like. It's like vaguely beige.
Or you could just say Aaron Baines-ish.
Aaron Baines-ish from New Zealand, which is that multicultural. Corey Joseph's from Canada.
I think Aaron Baines is New Zealander or is an Australian born in New Zealand, and those people hate each other.
Yeah. So
you're really onto something here.
Yeah. It's like vaguely beige. There's going to be, the future's going to have like a lot of black dudes who are French named Boris, I think. and they'll have like Brazilian perfect human specimens. It's like R.C. Buford is a big Robert Heinlein fan and constructed his roster after reading Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
He's like, I
grok this so hard right now.
So I bet the new female coach for the Spurs showers with the guys and
just
no
like
one even,
Starship Troopers.
And no one even notices. They don't even talk about it. You can throw some like wrenches in my theories. Like, well, Matt Bonner and Kawhi Leonard are kind of...
Matt Bonner's a ginger.
Well, gingers must be represented.
Well, that's it. They're the poles on the Spurs skin spectrum. That is a metric that the scouts use for this for the...
Hashtag Spurs skin
Spurs
spectrum.
Spurs skin spectrum. This is a little known fact. A lot of people don't know this, but if you research, you can find out. Matt Bonner and Kawhi Leonard were actually the first humans to be born via the same technology used in video games to create a custom player. You know what I mean? Like, they are what average white and black people look like to video game programmers.
Yeah, yeah. When you're picking black hairstyles on, like, FIFA.
It's cornrows.
It's like black hair, cornrows. That's it? That's all we got?
They have to get Blake Griffin so they can have the first black guy with ginger pubes on their team. Like, if they don't do this, I'm going to be really upset. R.C. Yeah. Buford, are you listening? We need ginger pubes.
I mean, they do have a they do have a coach who does remind people of maybe the evil Donald Sutherland from numerous movies, including The Hunger Games.
Well, this is where this is all where it ties in. Coach Popovich is an Air Force veteran.
He's seen some things.
Son of a.
He is a government agent being used to. Well, there's another reason that I think the government has a role to play with this, as well as the Bilderberg Group. I think everyone on the Spurs actually works and collects a government paycheck.
Oh, I believe that.
And the reason why you know this is true is because the longer you work for the Spurs, the more days off you can take in a year. You know what I mean? It's
that
like
a staple of our government. It's
basically how the government works. If you're there for 15 years, you get like 30 days off a month. Yeah. And then, you know, and they have these weird players that you can't really figure out, like Austin Day and Jeff Ayers. If that's your real name.
Real name, Jeff Pendergraf.
But
this is real. Please Wikipedia Jeff Ayers.
Yeah, like Austin Day really, he's an unknowing participant in all this. He's like the guy that drove the truck full of sand to the studio where they filmed the moon landing.
You know
what I mean? Like, he just shows up. He's like, I got this stuff here. What are you guys doing? And they're all like, shut up, Austin Day. Do your job.
Every day he wakes up and he's like, man, I'm so happy. This is the one NBA team that sees my potential. And he's shooting 20% from the field.
He's like, you fit in the Spurs skin spectrum.
Can we start calling him Austin Darren Day, like Lee Harvey Oswald? Like, he's definitely going to be known by three names by the end of this when he puts a bullet in like Hinkie's head or Sam Presti's head.
Yeah, it's exactly what happens.
from the book depository and
so you think
unassailable theory that's bulletproof that the Spurs are being used by the government and large scale family secret societies to prepare the country for that multicultural new world order.
Can I close your argument?
Sure.
If you've ever listened to a Spurs broadcast, Sean Elliott is Joseph Goebbels.
I'm sorry, LeBron.
Chuck, what are your feelings as a scorned lover,
as a scorned Heat
as a Miami
fan
Heat fan,
who was full throated against LeBron James? My hatred slowly melted like the polar ice caps, and I was like a lone polar bear on a small piece of shelf,
a cub
who's just sad and alone, who wanted it all to be more prolifically horrible for him. But it turned out to be tragic. You know, watching Love go down, watching Kyrie go, watching him put up these ridiculously brave performances, it was just not the way I wanted to see him lose.
Everyone's a year older.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're slower, you're dumber.
Yes.
How have we lasted?
Well, you are now divorced.
Yes.
I quit drinking, basically. Yeah.
So,
my life is in shambles.
Yeah, and I am a stay-at-home dad now.
Yeah.
So that is how we made it through 9 months.
That's how we got it. All right, guys, congrats.
Hashtag blessed.